Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every single day, customized around a weekly theme. And in today's episode, which is episode 611, you're going to be guided in a meditation on loneliness. And this is part one of our seven-part theme this week on loneliness. This was a request, a special request from a dear listener who I have gotten to know, who's listened for quite some time now. And she reached out to me and asked me to create a meditation series on loneliness. And I was thrilled to do this because I have been doing research on depression and loneliness, because many of the listeners in our private Facebook group, which I invite you to join, it's absolutely free. And if you go to my website at sipandohm.com or send me a message on the public Facebook page of Sip and Ohm, just send me a message and say, hey, add me to your group, please. Then I will gladly add you to that group. And we do a challenge based on the theme. And so many people had requested, I had put out there, you know, what are some different themes people would enjoy meditation series, and depression, isolation, loneliness came up. So I'd been doing some research on this. So I'm delighted to share the very first day of our loneliness meditation series. Now, I always launch into this series with more of a mindset type of meditation. And then throughout the week, I provide you with tools or techniques, affirmations, mudras, chakra focus, herbal teas, breathing techniques, and throughout the week. So you learn tools to help you manage whatever it is our theme is about. And then on Saturday, I leave a walking meditation because I like you to get out and connect with nature and to reward yourself for all the hard work you're doing, for what a good thing you're doing for yourself. So let's get ready for the loneliness meditation. So here's your mindset part. I'll be telling you a little bit about the interesting research I pulled up, and then I'll guide you through a meditation on loneliness. So we'll start with the context first. Now, this is from a movie that I watched on FMTV called The Connection. And so I'll read some of the information that I learned from the movie. They started off with the quote, "A crisis shared is half the burden." And they talk about how in the 1960s, a U.S. town called Rosetto was an anomaly in the U.S. No one under the age of 55 had died of a heart attack or showed any signs of heart disease. The local death rate for men over 65 was half the national average. So a team of researchers went to Rosetto to see what was going on there. And Dr. Stuart Wolf, he led this team of researchers, and he said that he thought it might be because of diet, their location, family history, or their exercise habits. Well, nothing prepared him for what he found out. Nothing was different from this town of Rosetto in their habits, their family history, their exercise, what they ate, etc. Nothing was different from the rest of America. The town was made up of Italian immigrants who worked in factories and quarries, and they smoked unfiltered cigars, and they ate very rich, fatty food. They held on to their old world ways, though. So there were three generations who lived under the same roof. 80% of the men were also members of groups, some kind of a community group. So they gathered in each other's kitchens, they played cards, and they talked. So what the findings of this study discovered was that the people from Rosetto nourished each other. Now, by 1971, many of the people there had expensive homes and cars and even swimming pools, and their multi-generational living broke up. And the first person ever to die under the age of 55 of a heart attack died in 1971. And by the 1980s, their heart attack rate was the same as the U.S. national average. So it's not enough to give people information on, oh, you know, if you exercised more or you ate more or you did this or you did that. The number one way that you can overcome depression is to manage loneliness. And furthermore, it was discovered that the number one prescribed method to help overcome loneliness, of course, getting involved, but it's meditation. So you have to work on yourself in order to feel good in the community. When you work and interact in a community, then you can start to feel connected. But it's so important to feel connected first with yourself. So you are doing a wonderful thing here as you meditate. And sometimes we can think, oh, you know, that's just so touchy-feely and kumbaya. But the fact is that we've survived as a species by interacting with each other, by caring, loving, and nurturing each other. And so there's a definite mind-body connection when it comes to your health, your happiness, your wealth, your connection. And not only that, but study after study shows that your health and vitality is also linked directly to how well you feel in your community, how supported you feel. So loneliness is our theme for this week, and you'll be learning meditation techniques to help you feel yourself connected so that you can reach out into your community and feel connected at that level. So now let's get you meditating. Now that you've had some context to think about as you explore loneliness, go ahead. Whether you're seated in a chair, on the floor, lying down, walking, wherever you are on this journey, make your body comfortable. The best way, of course, is to sit up straight in a chair or on the floor to really give yourself some uninterrupted time to meditate, to feel peace and calm within your body. We'll relax the different areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. Close your eyes gently and keep them slightly uplifted. This will keep your thoughts uplifted. Relax your face and your jaw. Relax your throat. Feel your shoulders and spine relax. Relax your chest. Let your arms hang gently by your sides. Place your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your stomach and let it hang loosely, not sucking it in. That only creates more anxiety. Let it hang out loosely, oxygenating your entire body. With each inhale, feel it expand. Your abdomen rise upward. And with each exhale through your nose, feel your abdomen contract and sink back downward. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Beautiful. How do you feel? Start to notice your breath. As you inhale the clean, cool, refreshing air through your nose, bringing it inward and upward, feeling it circulate throughout your body. And as you exhale, feeling it escape through your nose, releasing tension. Very nice. Allow yourself to breathe naturally, not forcing yourself in any way to breathe more slowly, to become calmer. Allow yourself to merge into a natural state of stillness. Transition. Some days it's easier to do this than other days. Honor where you are today. Now I'd like you to visualize yourself in an environment surrounded by people who love you, who support you. Notice how you feel. Notice how you interact with these people. It may be from an experience in your past, because you might not be feeling so connected or loved these days. Think about a time when you felt truly supported. You could be with one person or a group. You could be in a crowd. Maybe you belonged to some big group and you connected with these people regularly. Maybe you supported some cause together. Or maybe it was a very personal relationship with one person and you felt great camaraderie with this person. Visualize how you acted, the expressions on your face, what you were wearing, what you were doing. Bring it to life. Notice in your body how you feel when you recall yourself and give yourself an experience of connection. Continue your meditation, absorbing these beautiful feelings of connection, giving yourself an experience of that feeling, noticing how you feel, absorbing it deeply. Eyes are uplifted, your jaw, shoulders, stomach relaxed. Feel within yourself this feeling of connection and support. Take it deeply within you. Continue meditating, experiencing these feelings. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.
Thank you.